This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Show me that we're recording. Okay, good evening, everyone. Bruchim Abayim. So this is somewhat surreal. Baruch Hashem, we know there are a lot of you listening out there. Unfortunately, the numbers tonight of those watching the live stream are about 10 times the amount that are that watch regularly. That's because usually we have a nice oilam live. Unfortunately, this is an empty shul. This is the first time, maybe in the history of the United States, for sure, in the history of the United States, that shuls have been closed. There's a shul in Bar Park, Shomer Shabbos, that's been open for 100 years. There are shuls that have never been closed in their entire history that are closed. So certainly, it's an Eis Tzara. Obviously, our heart goes out to all those who are suffering. Just in our shul alone, there are a number of our chavirim that are sick. Some of them, unfortunately, are really not feeling well. Someone's in the hospital. The Rebbe Hashem should send for Shalema to all the Chayla Yisrael. The Rebbe Hashem should protect those communities that have not been struck yet. And the Rebbe Hashem should send Yeshua Bekarev. So the subject of tonight's shiur, for those who are experiencing some kind of difficulty or ailment or chayli or some kind of situation where one is not feeling well. So we're looking for some segula, some kind of supernatural, spiritual remedy. Of course, whenever we talk about skulais, I'm not a big fan of skulais. We know that when the Ribbono Shel Olam brings any kind of situation, the Ribbono Shel Olam is speaking to us. We know the word dever is milashan dibor. Dibor means a speech. God is talking to us. He's addressing us. He's telling us something. And He's not telling us something ancillary. He's not here to tell us that we should say a certain, you know, formula from a parchment. The Ribbono Shel Olam means serious business. But nevertheless, we do have traditions from Chazal that there are certain specific things that we could do to alleviate and to mitigate the circumstance that we may find ourselves in. So the subject of tonight's shiur are the Eser Segulos Refuah Shleima, 10 supernatural means that are advised by our Chazal, not just folk tale, not just legend, but have legitimate sources in the gamut of the traditional Jewish literature. So let's begin with the halacha and Shulchan Aruch in Siman Samach Aleph, Siv Gimel. The Mechaber tells us that Kriya Shema has 245 words. And in order to complete the 248 words, keneged a person's limbs, because we know we have 248 limbs. So here already the Mechaber is telling us that one should try to say the number of words corresponding to one's limbs. The Shliach Tzibor repeats, Hashem Elokeichem, MS. After he's already finished the words, Hashem Lekechem Emes, means he says it twice. And when we listen to him say, Hashem Lekechem Emes, that is Mashlem, the missing three words. Says Rama, by listening to Shliach Tzibur say the three words, Hashem Lekechem Emes, we are fulfilling, we are being Mashlem, the 246th, 7th, and 8th words, Keneged, our Evarim. Well, what do you do if you are davening alone? You know, that used to be an academic Shaila. We used to joke around, why would anybody daven alone if, you know, let's say they were being kidnapped and they were tied to their bed, but unfortunately this is not academic anymore. What if somebody is davening alone? Now we find ourselves in a situation where I saw a psak today, Reb David Cohen. Not only are you not allowed to daven with a minion, not only are you not allowed to make a house minion, not only is it a mitzvah hababa aveira, not only are you not yoytzei the davening and you have to daven again, you're a mazik. Anyway, what do you do if you find yourself alone? Says the Mechaber, if you find yourself alone, you should have kavanah. Amazingly, after Shema, you say 15 words. Each word begins with the letter Vav. V'yatz v'nachem v'kayim v'yashar v'nemon v'yav v'chavim v'nechmem v'noam v'noira v'adrim sukkah v'mkubah v'toy v'yafeh. 15 Vavs. Vav is 6. 15 times 6 is 90. What's 90? God's name, Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei, is 26, plus the four letters is 30. So 30 is one name of Hashem. 60 is the second name of Hashem. 90 is the third name of Hashem. So the 6, the 15 Vavs are three names of Hashem. Those are the missing three words. Now, interestingly, the Rama says that if for those who say Shema Biyachid, there's another way to get the missing three words, and that is by saying Kael Melech Ne'eman. In other words, Kel Melech Ne'eman, in the introduction to Shema, would be the fulfillment of the missing 246th, 247th, 248th word. So I want to tell you a little halacha. I personally do not say Kel Melech Ne'eman, because I once saw that Rav Moshe said that his personal custom was he would never say Kel Melech Ne'eman even when he davened b'yichidus. Here the Rama says that when one davens b'tzibur, they should not say Kel Melech Ne'eman. That would be a hefsik between Ahava Rava or Ahava Soilam and Shema. But the Rama does recommend saying Kel Melech Ne'eman b'yichidus. Rav Moshe said he would not say Kel Melech Ne'eman b'yichidus, and my Rabbeim have so suggested as well that the custom seems that we don't say Kel Melech Ne'eman even when you daven b'yichidus. But whether one does or doesn't, so what do you do? How do you get the 248 words? So as we said, when you daven b'tzibur, the chazans Hashem lekechem MS, or you could use the 15 vavs. Comes the Mishnah Berurah. Why should Shema have an equal number of words to the number of limbs of a person? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Medrash Nelam. The Medrash Nelam is the Zayar Anros. The Zayar quotes the Pasuk in Mishle, Rifus Tehi Lisharecha Veshikoi L'atzmaisecha. The Torah is a remedy for your navel and an elixir for your bones. Says the Mishnah Berurah, quoting the Zayar, the Torah brings refuah to the body and to the bones in this world and the next world. Therefore, says Rav Naharoi, in the name of Rav Nechemiah, Kriya Shema has 248 words corresponding to the limbs of a person. And as you say Shema properly, pronouncing the words clearly, articulately, each limb of a person takes kayak from each word of Shema. So in other words, a person rushes through Shema, or they say the word ve'ahavta. They don't say ve'ahavta with a ve, they say a fe. So you never know what word corresponds to the ve'ahavta. It could be a very, which limb corresponds to that word. It could be a vital limb. And you're refraining, you're preventing that limb from getting its proper nourishment. In other words, in order for a person to be healthy and whole, they need to say each word of Shema carefully. Now what do you do? Shema only has 245 words. So the Zayar says, don't worry, when the Chazan repeats Hashem Lekechem Emes, those are the missing three words. However, if you don't daven b'tzibur, what do? You have in mind the 15 vavs. But says the Zayar, even if you say those 15 vavs, if you lose out davening b'tzibur, we consider this a me'uvas lo yuchal l'skayin, v'chisaron lo yuchal l'imanes. It is a health hazard that can never be made up. A frightening thing. Therefore, the Zayar says it's so important to daven with a minyan, because really the only way to bring healing to your entire system is to hear the Chazan say Hashem Lekechem Emes. So unfortunately, we're no longer in a situation where we could have the optimum remedy through the Chazan's repetition of Hashem Lekechem Emes. But at the very least, we do have the ability to pronounce each word of Shema carefully. And in a way, that is an advantage that we have of davening b'chidos. You're not holding anybody back. You're not waiting for anyone. You know, in general, very important, people think that davening with a minyan means I'm in shul when there's a minyan. No, davening with a minyan means you start Shmoneh Esrei with the tzibur. So regularly, a person may not have the luxury to say each word of Shema carefully and articulately. But now, we daven b'yichidus, you could spend as much time as you want. This is a way to bring healing to all your evarim, your respiratory system, your lungs, your mouth, your nose. All the evarim shel adam are able to get refuah through the proper recitation of Shema. Number two, skula number two. This is very interesting skula. This is an oft-cited skula. And the Sefer Seder Hayom. Seder Hayom was written by a student of the Arizal, Rav Moshe ben Machir, who actually is the author of Maida Ani Lefanecha. And he's quoted to say that anyone who says Asher Yatzar with Kavana will never become ill. Now, I do have to be honest with you. A careful reading of the Seder Hayom, it's not absolutely clear that this is what he's saying. And I'll read it to you, his words, in number four. He says, "V'ma adam yiyah shalom b'dayos, if a person is wholesome in their attitudes, u'mechalkel b'mishpat varav, and sustains their words with justice, la yechle kol yamav, he will not be sick his whole life. He won't need a doctor. He will not need healing. And therefore, you should certainly make this bracha with great kavana. So, kishani la'atzmi, in my humble opinion, what the Seder Hayom is saying is that if a person lives with reason and with logic and with justice and has a proper mindset and perspective and is honest, then they won't get sick. They won't need a doctor. And therefore, we should pray to Hashem that Hashem should allow us to live this way. But nevertheless, it is generally understood to mean that one who says Asher Yatzar B'Kavana will never get sick. In fact, in the Sefer Asher Yatzar B'Kavana, he quotes the Sefer Tefillah Kelchasa, the Reb Chaim Noah. Chaim Noah, one of the great poskim of about 75 years ago. We have two members of our shul who are great-grandchildren of Chaim Noah. He said that he has a tradition from Reb Shimon Menashe Chaikin, that Asher Yatzar has the ability to heal a choyle even from people who are sick and need miraculous cure. And therefore, someone who's searching for a refuah should be makbid to make Asher Yatzar b'kavana. So I want to tell you, if Asher Yatzar has the ability to heal a choyle, it certainly has the ability to prevent someone from becoming sick. And therefore, the stipler recommends that in order to allow this skula to be most effective, you should be makbid to say Asher Yatzar from a text, and even better, you should point to the words. Rav Shimon Schwab writes in his memoirs that we know the city of Baranovich is almost synonymous with Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, and Rav Shimon Schwab says that he personally saw how Rabbi Chanan would say Asher Yatzar, that Rabbi Chanan would say Asher Yatzar with such focus, like the way we daven Ne'ilah. So this is a great skula that we have. This is a great spiritual blessing that we have the ability to make many times a day. So we should be mechavein, Yivon Shem should give us siyata d'shmaya to say this bracha with kavana, and it should ward off and heal us from all choyle v'chol madva. Number three is an interesting one. It comes from the Chidushei Marshal, Rav Shlomo Luria. At his chus to be at the kever of Rav Shlomo Luria in Lublin. Says the Marshal, who is considered the author of the Yamshel Shlomo, one of the greatest of all the Achronim, he says a segula to ward off and to get rid of choyle is to divert your mind from the sickness. The more you think about it, the more you focus on it, the more your mind is occupied with it, the more the sickness takes over. The more you distract yourself from it, the more you don't think about it, the more your mesiach das from the choyle, says the Marshal, it's a segula that the choyle will go away. That's what the Marshal says. Divrei Chachamim is what our sages teach us. Number four. People who are sick, Chas v'shalom, are called Sarah Shalai Yavai. The Avos Rav Nosson says that if someone Chas v'shalom is sick, they're looking for a segula, they're looking for a remedy, they want people to daven for them. Daven for yourself, says the Avos Rav Nosson. Hoya lecha in Perek Mem Aleph, number 8 on the sheet, shetavakish rachimim al atzmacha. You need to pray for yourself, like we find in Chumash. Yishmael was sick. He was dying. Hagar was davening for him. Yishmael was davening for himself. The Pasuk says, Ma vayomer la malach Hagar, the malach says to Hagar, Al tiri, don't be afraid. Ki shama elakim el kol anar basher husham. God is listening to the sound, to the voice of the Nar. Says Rashi from Chazal and Bereishis Rabbah, Parshan and Gimel. From here we learn, Yafet Filas HaChoyle Mitfilas HaCher Malav. You can have someone davening for the Choyle, and the Choyle is davening for himself. More potent, more powerful is the Tfilah of the Choyle for themselves than for someone else davening for them. V'hi Koydemes L'Eskabel. The most important remedy for a Choyle is the Ribbono Shel Olam wants to hear the Choyle daven for themselves. That will be more effective than the tefillah of friends, family, and so forth. However, we do have an Eitzah. Number 5. The Gemara says in Bava Basra on Daf Kuf Tev Zayin, Darash Rav Pinchas Bar Chama, Kol Sheyesh Lo Choyle B'Toch Beisai, anyone who has a Choyle in their house, Yelech Eitzah Al Chacham, they should go to a Chacham, V'yivakesh Alav Rachamim, and the Chacham should pray for mercy. Shenemar, Chamas Melech, when there's anger of the king, Malachi Moves, With angels of death, v'ishchacha michaprena, a wise man could atone. Even when the son of Ram Gamliel became sick, Gamliel himself was a chacham, he sent word, he sent two talmidim to Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa to be mevakish rachamim. It's an interesting thing. The Gemara doesn't say if someone has someone who's sick, you should go to a tzaddik. Doesn't say go to a righteous person. Doesn't say go to a mekubal. Doesn't say go to a bal chesed. Doesn't say go to a manhig hadar. It doesn't say go to a Jewish leader. No! Go to a Talmud chacham, someone who knows Gemara. A chacham. In fact, the Ramban says that when Yisrael advised Moshe that his job is too hard, and Moshe was explaining, the people are keep on coming to me. Ki yavoi elai ha'am lidroi shalakim. People are coming to me to seek out God. What did Moshe mean that people were coming to him to seek out God? Says the Ramban. Then Moshe told Yisrael, yavoi elai ha'am lidroi shalakim lehispalel al chayleim. I'm so busy. People come to me to pray for their sick. This is an ancient practice. We go to Gedolei Yisrael. True Talmidei Chachamim, who know Shas and Poiskim, to daven for us. Doesn't say Tzadikim, Chasidim, Admoirim. It says Talmidei Chachamim. Many Tzadikim, Chasidim, Admoirim are Talmidei Chachamim. And then they qualify. Many Mekubalim are Talmidei Chachamim. But the main ingredient is Talmidei Chachamim. In fact, Rav Chaim Falaji in the Sefer Refuah V'Chaim, he brings a tradition he has from the Saba Kadisha, who would say, he would tell people, why do you spend so much money on doctors? They charge so much money. And we're not here to advise people not to go to doctors. We'll speak about that soon. Go to a Talmud Chacham, give them pidyon, and they should learn and daven for Zechus Refuah Shleima, and this is Badak Umenusa. Okay, so that's skula number 5. So, on the one hand, the Choyla himself is invested with a special power to have his tefillos answered, and maybe the reason is because the Shechina is above the head of the Choyla. But still, that's not the only reason, because his tefillos is answered even more than someone who's also standing by his bed and davening. There's a concept that the tefillah of the Choyla themselves has a special potency, and there's a concept that the tefillos of Talmid Chachamim are very powerful as well. Number 6. There was once a very chashuv Talmid Chacham, and you cannot get a word in with him. He would not stop, he would not break, he would not chatter with anyone. What are you doing? What are you so busy with? Hachnosas kala, hachnosas kala. He's collecting for hachnosas kala. And they asked him, why are you so busy collecting for hachnosas kala? So he said, he was once gravely ill, and he went to the stipler for an etza, and the stipler said, you know, every morning we say, Elu dvarim, shadam oichal peroi seyem bo ilam azeh. Says a stipler, typically you would think that what mitzvah comes after ubikur chaylem? Havoyas ames. You visit a gravely ill person, the next mitzvah you'll probably do is escorting the body to the kvura. Why did the Mishnah interpose Hachnosas Kala? Says the stipler, that's to teach that Hachnosas Kala is the stopgap between Bikur Choylim and Levayas Hameis. Then the zchus of helping poor Yesoimim, Amonoi, Saniim get married, the zchus of helping Yidden get married is the stopgap measure to stop someone from going from Bikur Choylim to Levayas Hameis. Somebody could be gravely ill, the capacity of Achnasas Kala has the ability to save their life. That's another skula that we have from Gedolei Yisrael, from the stipler. The mitzvah of Achnasas Kala is a great segula for Choyli. Number 7. This one's like a chap. This one's a trick from the Bnei Yisachar. Number 16 on the sheets. Mamore Tishrei Maimer Beis Oisvav. Says the Bnei Yisachar, you know, sometimes you're davening and you're worried that maybe the malachim are going to accuse, they're going to be mekatreg, they're going to prosecute. You're afraid to daven even. What could you do to ensure that the angels won't prosecute against your tefillah? Says the Bnei Yisachar, here's the trick. Praise Hashem. Let's say, when you say the words, Boirei Rafuais, Noira Sehilois. Say, Hashem creates Rafuais. Or when you're saying in the second bracha of Shemana Esrei, Soimech Noiflim, Veroife Choylem. Praise Hashem that He heals the sick and have in mind the sick person. When you say Rifa'enu Hashem Nerafei, you heal, have in mind the sick person when you praise Hashem. Because when you praise Hashem, the angels will have to answer Amen. And once they answer Amen, they can't prosecute anymore. Because they just confirm that Hashem does that. So how will it look if after they confirm that Hashem does this Shvach, now when you pray that Hashem should do it, they're going to start prosecuting it. That's self-incriminating, that's self-indicting. And therefore a way to, so to speak, outsmart the Mekatrugim is you begin by praising Hashem, having in mind the Choyla, says the Bnei Yisoschar, already at the time that you had in mind the Choyla when you were Meshabeach Hashem, Hashem already will answer your Tefillah, Terem Nikra. This is the secret of La'olam Yisader Adam Shivchay Shamakayim V'Acher Kach Yisbala. First praise Hashem, because when you praise Hashem, the angels will answer Amen. Once they did that, they've put themselves between a rock and a hard place. They cannot retract on that. Segula number 8. This is a good one. This is not a hard one, but hopefully we don't have to wait until now. Until then, there's a Gemara in Shabbos Daf Kuf Yotes, and I want to bring this. I want to thank my good friend from Edgware, Rabbi Tzvi Marmerstein, who brought this to my attention. The Gemara in Shabbos says, Daf Kuf Yotes, Amar Rabbi Chanina, La'olam Yisader Adam Shulchanoi B'Matzai Shabbos. Person should always set his table on Matzai Shabbos. Afa Pishenu Tzarch Ela L'Kazayis. Even if you can only eat a little bit, you should set the table Matzai Shabbos. The Gemara continues, Chamin b'matzah Shabbos melugma, hot on matzah Shabbos. Rashi says melugma is a refuah. Drinking hot water is a refuah. Bathing in hot water is a refuah on matzah Shabbos. Says Gemara, pas chama, fresh bread b'matzah Shabbos melugma is a healing. Hot stuff on matzah Shabbos brings refuah. It's a Gemara. Drink hot water on Matzah Shabbos. Drink a hot tea, a hot coffee. Take a hot shower. Eat fresh bread. Now, I don't know if your wife's going to go for that. Tell her, you know, right after Shabbos, you want her to break challah. That's not an easy one. But turn on your hot shower. Turn on the kettle. Turn on your urn. Have a hot drink. It's a brings refuah. Who says? The Gemara. There's nothing more definitive than that. If the Gemara says it, you could take it to the bank. In fact, there's an incredible gematria in the Sefer Toshos, L'Roishai, from Rav Pinchas Zavichi, he brings a remez from his friend Rav Avadya Hafman, the son of Rav Chaim Hafman, a Rav in New York. Chazal say, Chamin b'matzai Shabbos melugma. The gematria of Chamin b'matzai Shabbos melugma is 1,079, the exact gematria of Ben May of Esrim Shana. You want to live to 120? The skula is Ben Meyav Esrim Shana is Gematria 1079. That's what it says about Moshe Rabbeinu. Then it says Ad Yoy Moshe Leicha Asa Inoy V'Leinos Leichai. He was Ben Meyav Esrim Shana Gematria 1079. The Gematria of Chamin B'Matzah Shabbos Melugma, having hot on Saturday night is a remedy. Okay, number 9. A letter from the Stipler. Excuse me, a letter from the Brisker Rav. From the Sefer Uvdois van Hogois LeBeis Brisk. There was a Choyla who did not exactly want to listen to the medical recommendations. He was scared that the food in the hospital did not meet to his kashrus, and he was not so keen on listening to every detail that the doctor said. The Brisker Rav writes to him, "Be very careful. Be very machmir about the way you listen to your doctor. Tishma lekala roife, listen to the medical advice you're given. V'lei timna davar minergim librasecha. Do not refrain from anything relevant to your health. Ki kol zeh b'chlal pikuach nefesh. This is a matter of saving your life. She'asar lahachmir b'zeh. You can't be machmir. U'gedoyla ma'oid mitzvas pikuach nefesh. The mitzvah of saving your life is very great. It's a very big mitzvah to save lives. It's such a big mitzvah that through being careful in the mitzvah of pikuach nefesh, Kedai lizborech al yada berfuah shalema. In other words, this is understood to mean, the mitzvah pikuach nefesh is so great that it's a skula for refuah shalema. Meaning if somebody takes extra precautions to guard their health, guarding your health is such a great mitzvah that it's a skula for refuah. Not that it will directly cause your refuah. Don't think that if you wash your hands, that will bring you health. No, that's not what the Brisker Rav is saying. The Ribbono Shel Olam will bring you health. The mitzvah of hishtadlus, of pikuach nefesh, is such that since it's so important to guard your soul, the extra efforts you put into guarding your soul is such a great mitzvah that that will be a skula for a refuah shalema. And then Rav Meller here brings a letter from the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish says, just like you have to be mishtadel to heal your friend, you need to be mishtadel to heal yourself. And just like trying to help heal a friend is part of Bikur Chaylam, helping heal yourself is part of Bikur Chaylam. We see from this letter, the Chazon Ish, two major chidushim. Efforts made to heal are part of the mitzvah Bikur Chaylam, and the mitzvah Bikur Chaylam applies to the Chayla himself. The Chayla himself also has to be Mavakar himself, and part of that is taking his own medicine. So from here we learn an important thing, that one has to be machmir and take extra precautions in guarding their health, because that itself is a great mitzvah that has the capacity as a skula to bring refuah shalema. And finally we come to the most important skula at all, of all. That is, you know, somebody once came to Rav Shach. He said, Rav Shach, you know, I'm sorry I was late to say that. I was at a Pidyon HaBen. And a Pidyon HaBen is like 84 Tanesim. So Rav Shach said, what do you mean? Talmud Torah, Keneged Kulam. When we say Talmud Torah is equal to all the mitzvahs, that means it's equal to all the mitzvahs and all the skulas. So one word of Torah is also like 84 Tanesim. So you ready for this skula? In the Sefer Aleinu L'Shabeach, Parshas Bahaloscha, Rabbi Yashiv advised the skula he heard from Rabbi Matasio Davis, that he has a Kabbalah, that if someone is ill, they should learn a perek, they should learn a simin of the Noi Debi Yehuda V'Iyon. Likewise, the Stipler says that if someone is sick, they should take out one of the Sifrei Achroinim and learn a B'Iyon, and that Godo will be mamlitz upon you in Shemayim. So, the simple pshat is, when you attach yourself to the words of a certain Godo, they will advocate for you. But it's more than that, because the Gemara says in Erevin, like we started, that Kriya Shema brings healing? Well, certainly Talmud Torah brings healing. Chosh b'roisha yasek b'toira. If your head hurts, be involved in learning Torah. Shenemra ki liv yaschein heim l'roishecha. It's a garland of grace for your head. Chosh b'groina. If you have a throat sore, yasek b'toira. It says v'anokim l'gar g'roishecha. You have intestinal pain, yasek b'toira. It says rifus tehe l'sharecha. Chash b'atzmois. Of your bones hurt, yasek b'toira. Shenemar v'shikul atzmoisecha. Chosh b'chol gufa, yasek b'toira. Your whole body hurts. Learn Torah. Shenemar u'lechol b'saray marpe. Torah brings refuah to the whole guf, to every bone, limb, sinew, cell, atom of the body. And if the Torah has the capacity to heal, if it's an Eitz Chaim, then certainly has the capacity to prevent any kind of machla. The Marsha and the Prima Gadim point out, you're not allowed to learn to be mechavin that it should be a refuah. You're not allowed to be merape b'divrei Torah. You learn l'shma v'soif harafuah lavai. So here we have 10 great gifts from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring refuah. Kriya Shema, Kesikuna, Asher Yotzar, Bekavana, being Mesiach Das, diverting your attention from the Machla, the Tefillah of the Chayla for themselves. Number 5, to be asked Tamid Chachamim to pray for you. Number 6, to be involved in Hachnasas Kala. Number 7, to be Meshabeach Hashem, that he's Roifei Chaylim, and that sort of forces the Malachim to concede and back off of their Kitrug. Number 8, to have hot Matzoy Shabbos. Number 9, to be Zahir in Pikuach Nefesh. And finally, number 10, the Talmud Torah, Keneged Kulam. Now, here's a very short section. I'm going to tell you very quickly, in a few moments, another 7 skulos, which maybe are not as based in Divrei Chazal, but are found in Divrei Chachamim. Rav Chaim Falaji writes in the Ruach Chaim number 25 on your sheet, to take bread, bring it up to the roof, and feed birds. Why? But I have a better idea. If you live by yourself, so go up to your roof and feed the birds. Chances are you have some, you have a wife at home, you have kids at home. Why don't you feed them, clear off after them, be merachim on them? I guarantee you the Ribbono Shel Olam prefers you be merachim on them, and I guarantee that if you are merachim on them, kol hamerachim al habriyos, merachim amalav min hashamayim. Then, in the Sefer Koivetz Oyel Moshe, he brings a skula, is to learn the inyan of Bikur Cholim, the Iyun. Another skula is, specifically if somebody has respiratory ailments, they should learn Hilchos Trefas Harea. Learn Trefa, Hilchos Trefa of the lung. And learning that Be'iyun will be a skula for Rafu and your respiratory system. The Tver Shloimei of Radomsk says, Shabbos, Shmir Shabbos is a skula for Lerfuah, like the Pasuk says, Rak Shivto Yitain. If you just designate and dedicate yourself to Shivto Shabbos, then Virapo Yerapi. And then finally, we hope not to have to wait for this, but Echilas Matzah is brought from Rav Naftali of Rabshitz, brings Refuah. Matzah is called Mechla Dasvasa, the bread of healing, and specifically the Afikoyman. Afikoyman is Gematria Reish Pei Aleph, Refuah. May the Ribbono Shel Olam send the Refuah to all the Chalei Yisrael. May the Ribbono Shel Olam protect us all from Kol Nega, V'chol Machala, V'chol Takala, V'chol Ketata, Ushmar Tseisenu, Uvayenu, L'chayim, U'lashalayim, Me'ata, V'yad Oilam, Ufrei Salenu, Sukkas Rachamim, Chaim Shalom. Wishing everyone a wonderful night. Looking forward. This week is Parshas Vayakel, Parshas Chazak. The Ribbono Shel Olam should be mechazik all of us. We come to Shabbos HaChodesh, Parshas HaChodesh. We should be zoicha to a year of Yeshua's Refuah Nechama, Eslanu Ocho Yisrael. Amen. Thanks for listening.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.